Naturecast.
All right, we are diving into season two of Permission to Live. And what I've kind of landed on is one week I'm going to be doing an interview with just a really amazing person. And then the other week, more of my thoughts and kind of what I want to talk about. Because it's my podcast and I can do whatever the hell I want. So something that has been coming up a lot for the people I talk to and my clients is discovering your purpose, living your passion, living with fulfillment. What the hell does that mean? How do you make it happen? Is it even possible? Is it something you can find? I have one coaching friend who hates the word purpose. She hates the phrase finding your purpose because she doesn't think it's something that you find. So we're going to talk about all of that today. I'm Melissa Lyon West, and on Permission to Live, you're going to hear powerful stories of women who turn their midlife crisis into a badass life. We'll share the good, the bad, and the ugly that comes when you finally say yes to yourself and why it is always worth it. These stories from women just like you are messy, honest, and 100% unfiltered. We'll be dropping new episodes every Wednesday where we interview women who found the courage to take a big, scary step towards their dreams, the things that they would have done differently, and how it looks on the other side. I work with a lot of women who are going through life change. They are in their 30s and 40s, and they're like, you know what? My life is not serving me, whether it's career, whether it's finding yourself lost in a relationship or lost in parenting and motherhood. And they're waking up and they're saying, okay, this life does not serve me anymore. I want something else. But it's one thing to say you want something else, and it's a whole other thing to actually know how to find and do that thing. I work with almost all of my clients, or a large portion on them, on figuring out what they want, what's next, where they're going, creating this map and creating this vision of what they want. So finding your purpose, living with passion, living a fulfilled life, I feel like it's so exciting. It's so fun to figure out what that is. But I know for so many people, it can feel very overwhelming. And you kind of find yourself in this paralysis of, it's so much. There's so many options. I don't know that I'm capable of it. I don't know if I have the energy, which is a real thing because our whole society is created to make us so tired. That is not an accident, by the way. It is not an accident that we're so tired that we don't know ourselves, or that we're so lost in relationships, career, motherhood, that we don't know ourselves. That is by design. Okay, that's for another day. So today, and actually this might be, I might just do it all in the month of April, talking about how to do this. How do you find your purpose? How do you find your passion? What it will do for you, how it will change your life, what the steps are, how to overcome obstacles for discovering yourself, and how to live it out. So let's dive in. Today, let's talk about this idea of discovering your purpose. Is it possible? Here's what I say. I do not think you can go out and find your purpose. I don't think it's something that you can find in books. I don't think it's something that somebody can say, here are five steps to go find it, because I think it's inside of us. I think we came to Earth with what we need to live out our purpose. And when I say find your purpose, I say that because so many people are used to that phrase and they're like, okay, yes, I want my life to mean something. I want it to feel like I'm actually here for a reason. So I say find your purpose, but what I mean is coming home to yourself, coming back to yourself, because you have everything you need. All of the answers are inside of you. Unfortunately, religion, society, the patriarchal system, it tells us that we have, you know, from birth, it has told us that we can't trust ourselves. I mean, I remember some of the first stories that I were told were about how, like, women had caused the fall of all of mankind, and they were still, you know, they couldn't be trusted. They were too emotional. All this bullshit. Not only that, but then I was told, I'm desperately wicked. My heart is desperately wicked. How could I trust that? I had to listen to the men in charge of religion. I had to listen to this book that was written by men that was for, you know, a different society, a different time period. Every message I heard was I could not trust myself. So the concept of coming back to myself was so strange, and honestly, it was scary in the beginning when I first started this unlearning of all of these lies I had been given. And this is not uncommon. Like, this is not uncommon. What I thought was something that just happened to me within this, you know, high demand, severe rules religion that I was in. What I found was that women across our society, we're all dealing with this feeling of we can't trust ourselves or having to come back to knowing that we can. Coming home to yourself, when I say that, what I mean is trusting that your desires are good. Trusting that your feelings are there for a reason. Trusting that how you feel, how your body reacts to different situations, that you can trust it, that your intuition is a gift. And coming back to knowing, okay, if I've wanted, you know, if I am intrigued by this idea, if I'm curious about this idea, if this idea won't let go of me, there's a reason for that. Coming back to yourself means knowing how you showed up on this earth. I am super into human design right now. It's like blowing my mind. That has helped me know so much about myself, how I work and how my brain works, how my body works. And it says to me, okay, these quirks that I have that I thought were bad are actually really important. They're really important for my purpose here. For example, I super love to talk. Love to talk, love to connect with people. And that is where I find so much of my work. It's when I'm connecting with clients, when I'm talking on podcasts, when I'm talking on stage. I love that. But I used to be really embarrassed about how much I love to talk. I used to feel like I need to be more humble, or I was trying to be braggy or showy. And because I was taking on those stories, which were lies, I lost myself. So coming back, coming home to yourself is not only trusting how your body and your mind and your emotions and your soul, all of that work together, not only trusting that that is good, but it's also knowing your gifts and your skills and saying, okay, I don't have to be small to make other people comfortable. I know that I had a conversation with Rachel Jackson. She is a muralist. She's going to be on one of my podcasts coming up. And she, at one point, she was saying, I mean, I'm amazing. I love myself and I love what I do. And I am just super cool and rad. And hearing her say that, I was like, yes. Oh my God, yes. Like, this is what it is. It's knowing that we are enough, but not just that. It's knowing how amazing we are. And that does not make us conceited. It just means that we can see the truth. We've come back home and we know that we are enough and that we are amazing. So this process of discovering your purpose, it's never outside of you. I don't have the answers for you. The people around you, books, professionals, nobody else has the answer. It's all within you. The issue is when we feel like we can't trust that. When we feel like we're not enough. We're taking on all of these lies and these stories that other people have given us, and we get lost. We get lost and we get overwhelmed. Yeah, let's talk about this the next couple of weeks, coming back to yourself so we know what it means and finding that purpose that's going to give you the fulfillment to actually live your life. Okay, I don't know about you, but there have been quite a few times in my life when I would do my job during the day. I would come home, dinner, kids, bed, and then after the kids were in bed, I would get some kind of snack. Usually it was Ben and Jerry's ice cream for me. The strawberry cheesecake is phenomenal, but the cookies, the milk and cookies is, oh my God. Okay. I would get a carton of ice cream and I would binge watch some kind of show on Netflix until I started to fall asleep on the couch. I would drag myself to bed, go to bed, you know, pass out, and then wake up in the morning with a sick stomach because I was like, here I go again into this day. And then would do the same thing. I would work. And then I would come home and I would just numb it all because I was not living within my purpose. I was not living within my skills and my strengths. And I was miserable. I was miserable. And so I would go work for somebody else. And then I would come home and I would just numb out. I would literally just shut down my brain and my body and watch TV until the day was over. I would watch it as late as I could because I didn't want to go to sleep because then I knew I had to get up for the next day. This happens so much more than we want to admit. And what I want for you to know who you are, to celebrate, to love who you are, to know what your next steps are, to know where you want to go and what you want to do in life so that you can love waking up. You can love taking care of yourself. You can love. Now, this doesn't mean that life is all rosy and unicorns and magic. And I mean, yes, there is some of that, but it's still life, right? I still have 4 kids. I'm still trying to survive in this late stage capitalism, and the patriarchy is still alive and well. And there's white supremacy that is just like wreaking havoc on so many communities. It's still rough. It's still rough. Okay. But I feel at home in my body. And that is what I want for you. I want you to feel home and safe in your body. I want you to feel like you know yourself and you trust yourself and you love yourself. So that's what I mean when I say discovering your purpose and coming home to yourself. Those are the same thing to me. Interchange them. I use discovering your purpose because we understand that and we kind of know what that means. But to me, it's coming home to yourself. It's coming back, loving, trusting, listening to yourself, and creating a life around that and around your skills and around what you showed up here on earth with, and knowing that that is good. And when you create a life like that, suddenly you like waking up to it. That's why I agree with my friend. You can't go out and find your purpose. You have to take the steps to come back, to come home, to feel safe inside of yourself, connecting with your inner self, loving all parts of you. And that's where you discover your purpose. It's always been there. It's always been there. Next week, I have an interview with a beautiful woman who is a death doula. And I just lost my mom, so that's such an important conversation for me. But coming back the next week, we're going to talk about why finding your purpose is essential to living a fulfilling life. You can't live a fulfilling life unless you have come back to yourself. We'll just call this part one. And the next time, we'll talk about the how and the why and really give you a firm foundation to come back. Like, you're like, okay, I know it's to come back to myself. Now what? We'll talk about that next time. That's all for now, but I'm going to be back next Wednesday with another awesome episode. In the meantime, if you're feeling like you're on the first half of this life-changing awakening, you're ready for action, but you need clarity because you don't know what the hell to do next, then you've got to get on my email list. That's where I talk about walking with fear, gaining confidence, and living a life that serves you. You can sign up to receive my free guide called Unlocking Your Bad Bitch Magic. In this roadmap, you get the exact steps that I use to go from scared people pleaser to a confident badass so that you can figure out your very next step. You can find it at melissalionwest.com/free or in the show notes below. Okay, I'll see you back here next week.
Hey there, I'm DC. I host the Rock Podcast, Back to the Arena, The Interviews. It's about a 30-minute podcast where I talk one-on-one with a band who has released new music. You can find us on all the best podcast sites like Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, and more. If you're a rock fan like me, subscribe today to Back to the Arena, The Interview.
Electric Acid. Electric Acid.